الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected friends, brothers and elders in Islam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, a sahabi came to the Nabi of Allah in a very sad state, feeling very, very grieved, worried, perturbed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahabi what was the reason for his grief and sadness. So the sahabi says that, O Nabi of Allah, in this entire world, I love you the most. I love you more than my wife. I love you more than my children. I love you more than my properties. I love you more than everything in the dunya. And when I'm at home, away from you, then my heart longs to meet you and to look at your Mubarak countenance. Until and unless my sight doesn't fall on you, I don't find that satisfaction in my heart. I don't find that ease and comfort. My heart remains restless all the time. I wait for the next day where I can leave my home and I can come in your Mubarak sohbat and your company. But O Nabi of Allah, the concern that overwhelms me is that one day we both going to leave this world, death is going to come over every person, and I don't know in the hereafter where I will be. As far as yourself is concerned, you're going to be the highest stages of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. You are the Rasul of Allah. But as far as myself is concerned, if I get to enter Jannah, I'll be very far away from you. Oh Nabi of Allah, this is the thing that worries me, and this is the reason why I am grieving. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent. For everything that the Nabi of Allah said and did was divinely guided by Allah. And the Nabi of Allah did not know how to respond to the situation. For he had not received any response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained silent, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the plea of this sahabi, the cry of his heart. He was a true person. The love, the loyalty that he had for Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was remarkable. So Allah Pak responded, Allah Pak sent wahi down in the form of Quran. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brings the wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the following verse, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, that those who are obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, then such people in the hereafter will be with the favored and chosen servants of Allah. That those in this worldly life who lead a life of obedience and submission to the commands of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah Pak in the hereafter will join them to the special favored and selected servants of Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, and who are those servants that Allah will join him to? مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, He'll be in the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiq, the martyrs and the righteous, pious servants of Allah. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا Allah says, what an excellent company are these personalities. What an excellent sohbat it is to be with such great personalities, Anbiya, Siddiq, Shuhada and Salihin. Just to be in such a noble, auspicious company, it's a very, very great, great favor of Allah upon a person. And Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ This is the grace of Allah. This is the grace of Allah. Allah grants His grace to whomsoever He wishes. Allah grant me and all of us this. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا Allah is sufficient as that being and that Zat who knows everything. In other words, Allah Pak is watching the condition of His servants. Allah is watching the behavior, the conduct and the life of His servants. And then Allah is going to decide in the hereafter. Great glad tidings from the side of Allah that in this world we all aspire, desire to be with Rasulullah ﷺ. But Allah didn't decree it. But if Allah Pak wishes, then we can be with Rasulullah ﷺ in the hereafter. We can enjoy His sohbat, His companionship. We can be with the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, and we can benefit from them in the hereafter. But then again, Allah Pak says, what is the condition for this? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ Those who are obedient, submissive to Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout their lives. And this is the condition. This is the condition for success. This is the condition to acquire this grace of Allah in the hereafter. It is mentioned in the Mubarak Hadith that after the people of Jannah enter Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala post each Jannati to his rank and position, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the people of Jannah. Allah will speak to them. And Allah will tell them that, are you pleased and happy with the bounties that I have granted you in Jannah? They say, oh Allah, we're so happy, we're so pleased. Everything our heart could desire, you fulfilled it. You gave us all the bounties, the pleasures, the comforts of Jannah, you granted us everything. Oh Allah, we are very, very pleased, very, very happy. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, Ala u'atikum afdala min dhalik. Must I grant you something even greater than this? Must I grant you a bounty that is even greater than the bounties you are enjoying currently, presently in Jannah? So they will say, oh Allah, what bounty can they be greater than the bounties you granted us? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lift the veil and allow the Ahl Jannah to see Allah. To see the Mubarak countenance of our Creator, our Nourisher, Sustainer, our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak will show us His Zat on that day. And the Hadith says that this will be the greatest favor and bounty in Jannah. There can be no bounty that the Ahl Jannah will enjoy greater than the bounty of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conversing with Him. It is mentioned on one occasion, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was accompanied by his student, his disciple, his son-in-law, Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah was the student and disciple of Abu Huraira, and he was also the son-in-law. Allah Pak granted him that honor of receiving the daughter of Abu Huraira in nikah, in marriage. And the ulum and the knowledge of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu passed on to Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah. Some say Sayyidu Tabi'in. He was among those who are considered as the leader of the Tabi'in. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala only came in the companionship of Rasulullah s.a.w. in the last 4 years of the Nabi of Allah's life in this world. But the ulum and the treasures of hadith that he acquired, that among the sahaba, he is that sahabi who is reported to have quoted the most ahadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. Most ahadith. He possessed the treasure house of hadith of the Nabi of Allah. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala needed to go to the marketplace to purchase something. So his son-in-law, his companion, his student accompanied him to the marketplace. But you see, the sahaba were different, very, very different compared to us. Is that wherever they were, their hearts were with Allah. Their hearts were in the akhirat. Their bodies were in this dunya, But their hearts were in the akhirat. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala told his son-in-law, his student, that how we both are together in this marketplace in the dunya, may Allah join us in the marketplace in the hereafter. So Hazrat Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah was surprised. He said, will there be any marketplace in Jannah in the hereafter? I've never heard something like this. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, yes, there will be a marketplace in hereafter. And then he went on to explain. The rawayat is contained in Musnad Ahmad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi brings this in compilation of the Mubarak ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, and Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala told Sa'id bin Musayyib, that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will usher the people of Jannah into Jannah, and each ummati of each Nabi will be granted his position, his rank, from the various ranks of Jannah, some on the highest levels, some on the lower levels, some in the middle, wherever they are, Allah Pak will grant each person, each mu'min, his position and rank in Jannah. Then there will be something like this, that like how you have during the week, there is one day regarded as the Sayyidul Usbu, the leader of all the days of the week, that's Friday, that all the believers gather in the house of Allah for the Jumu'ah. In Jannah also there will be one day, they will be regarded like the Friday of the week of Jannah. And then all the Ahle Jannah will be invited and called by Allah to be present in that special, special gathering where they will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then the call will be called out, the Ahle Jannah will come from their palaces in Jannah, all be present. And it will be a special garden from the gardens of Jannah. Then it will be told that each person take his seat. There will be different thrones that will be present, different seating, different chairs. According to a person's martaba and rank in Jannah, Allah will grant him a place of seating, a place of honor. There will be thrones of gold, silver, of emeralds, rubies, diamonds, different precious, precious exotic stones and pearls, that each person will be seated there. And those whose maqam and rank will not be so high, then they will be on mounts of musk, small mountains of musk they'll be sitting. But they won't feel inferior to those who are seated on these thrones. They won't feel. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah will lift the veil. And the Ahle Jannah will see the Arsh of Allah. And they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, like how on the 14th night, the 14th moon, the people of this world just lift up their gaze and you see it without any obstruction in the sky, in the horizon. You are able, everybody is able to see the 14th moon together. Then the Ahle Jannah will all see Allah ta'ala directly together. Like how a person sees the sun when it's at its zenith in full glory. So we'll see Allah Pak like that, we'll see. And Allah Pak will speak to the Ahle Jannah. Allah, we'll have an honor, we'll have the honor to speak to Allah. And then Allah Pak will say, Ya Fulan ibn Fulan, oh so and so, Atazkur zamba kada, yawma kada. You remember in the world, that on certain occasion, on a certain day, you were at a certain place and you committed this sin. You made this musti, you know. Something you did. You're not supposed to do. Remember you did all this guna. So the servant will say, oh Allah, but didn't you forgive me for this? Allah says, yes indeed, definitely. Had I not forgiven you, I wouldn't have granted you the honor of Jannah and the bounties of paradise. So Allah Pak will, so to say, make the Jannati happy by speaking like this. It won't be to disgrace him. And Allah Pak will speak to all the Ahlid. Allah Pak will speak to everybody. And they'll be so happy, what an happy occasion it'll be. And then there will be a cloud that will come above that gathering, and it will drizzle. There will be fragrance that will come in the water of that cloud that will envelop that entire gathering. Musk and the exposed exotic fragrances. And a special splendor will overcome each Jannati. And then Allah will say, now go into the marketplace and take from my bounties. The special, special bounties of Allah will be in a certain marketplace. The Ahle Jannah will go in that marketplace. The Nabi of Allah mentioned in this marketplace, whatever you want, you'll have. There will be different figures, different forms, different faces of men and women that you would perhaps aspire and want to be. If you want to be like this face, you can just desire it will become like this. If you want your wife to be like this face, just get that face. And then after they take whatever they want from this marketplace, they all return to their palaces, the castles of Jannah, they'll go. And their wives will be waiting for them, because the woman will be in their palaces. In Jannah, the Ahli Jannah's hoors, their wives will be only seen by them. Other men won't be able to look at them. They're jeweled and pearled. So this is the honor. Like how Allah Pak made in this dunya also the law of parda, that your wife is only to be enjoyed by you, to be adored and seen by yourself. Only you should look at, admire your wife. You don't want other men to admire your wife. That's why the beauty of Islam, the purity of Islam. So Allah Pak wants us in this dunya to conduct like the people of Jannah in purity, upholding and fulfilling every command of Sharia. Then we'll get that bounty in Jannah. So what is the price? Everybody, we all want this Jannah. So when they leave the marketplace of Jannah and they go to their castle, they go to their palaces, their wives will be waiting, families, they see how handsome you look. Compared to when you left us, you became even more handsome. There's so much of more noor. And they'll tell their wives that you also look so more beautiful than this year. So they say that we came from Allah, and the one who sees Allah Rabbul Izzah, definitely, Allah Pak will grant him increase all the time. There will be certain servants of Allah who will see Allah once a week here. There will be certain servants of Allah, Allah will allow them to see Allah Rabbul Izzah twice a day, morning and evening. There will be certain servants of Allah, Allah will allow them to see Allah once a day. Then there will be certain servants of Allah, Allah will honor them with the honor of seeing Allah every moment. Allah grant me and all of us this honor. But brothers, everything comes with a price. You know, in this dunya, when you want to buy something, hey, I want to buy this palatial home, I want to buy this car, I want to buy this business, I want to buy this and that. Pay the price of Jannah. So Allah Pak speaks about this in Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah." Allah did a deal with the people of the world, with the believers. Allah Pak struck a deal. What is the deal? Allah says, Allah purchased the believers, their souls, their bodies, their wealth. Allah bought everything for them to get Jannah in the year after. As though the business transaction, business deal is complete. Is closed and sealed. Now when Allah Pak has this Jannah prepared for His servants, then Allah says, pay the price. The price is we have to give our lives to Allah. We have to give our actions to Allah. We have to give our wealth to Allah. At every moment during our lives, whatever is the command of Allah, are we fulfilling it? Because Allah has the Jannah, and Allah says, the price is that you obey me. And if you're not obeying Allah, it means that now we're cheating in the deal. If some person, he sold you his house, and then you paid him the money, but then last minute he begins to take this and take that, and he says that, I'm not giving you everything. But this is what insan is doing in his dealing with Allah. Allah Pak says, I have this Jannah and everything there, but you promised me that you're going to give me your life, you're going to give me your submission, your total obedience, you're going to give me everything. But now are you giving me that, or you're not giving me? And there on the day of Qiyamah, after all the people of Jannah enter Jannah, it is mentioned that the last ummati of Rasulullah's ummat, that he will be taken out from Jahannam and put into Jannah. And there won't be any of the believers remaining in Jahannam, or everybody will be in Jannah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call for a certain ram to be brought. And that ram will be brought with the people of Jannah will be able to see it, and the people of Jahannam will also be able to see this ram. Some say black and white it will be. And then Allah Pak will call Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. Yahya means life. Allah will say to Yahya alayhi salam, you slaughter this now. You slaughter it. This will signify that now death will no longer remain. This animal will be death. In other words, it will be mort in the form of symbolizing, this animal symbolizes that mort. And the people of Jahannam will be able to see, the people of Jannah will be able to see. And then when he slaughters it, as though from this point onwards, there won't be any death that will come over anybody. As far as the disbelievers in Jahannam are concerned, khulood la maut, lakum, there'll be eternity forever and ever. You have to dwell in hell in the punishment. You're never gonna come out. And as far as the people of Jannah, khulud, la maut, forever and ever you'll be here. You're not gonna come out from here. Imagine how happy. So they say if there was a thing like death, death will be no more. But if there was a thing like death that remained after, then on account of the grief of the people of Jannah, their hearts would have burst in grief, they would have passed away. And on account of the happiness of the people of Jannah, their hearts would have burst out of happiness. And they would have passed, they would contain it. But Allah Pak will make from that point onwards. But Allah Pak's Rasul told us that this is the price we have to pay to get into that Jannah. What is that price? Obedience and submission to the command of Allah. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned certain fitnas that will take place before Qiyamah. And the Ummah will be engulfed in fitna. And this will be hurdles on the path of the Ummah that will stop them from obedience of Allah. We as believers should know what our Rasul Sussam told us about this. So it is mentioned, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, Kunna qu'udan in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fadhakara al-fitan fa'akthar minha. We were seated in the company of the Nabi of Allah. He spoke of different fitnas that will break out in the Ummah before Qiyamah. And he mentioned lot of fitnas. A lot of fitnas will take place. And the fitnas will be intensifying all the time. فَذَكَرَ فِتْنَةَ الْأَحْلَاسِ The Nabi of Allah spoke about the fitna that will be like the underfelt of the carpet in a person's home. It will be long and it will be stuck. The underfelt don't move. So Sahabi says, فَقَالَ قَائِلٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمَا فِتْنَةُ الْأَحْلَاسِ What is this fitna ahlas? Rasulullah also mentioned, هَرَبٌ وَحَرَبٌ There will be wars and fighting and destruction and ruin. So Mufassirin say the Nabi of Allah was indicating to the fitna that took place at the time when Hazrat Usman was killed. And that fitna, it stretched from the time of Usman radiallahu anhu's killing right to the time of Muawiyah, this Ummah was in difficulty. Jang-e-Jamal took place, Jang-e-Siffin, there were wars that took place in the time of Sahaba. We don't go into details. But the Nabi of Allah foretold, prophesied, all is going to happen. And it happened to the T. Exactly. ثُمَّ فِتْنَةُ السَّرَّةِ The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned there will be another fitna. This is called the fitna of wealth. Sarra translates as wealth and it can also be happiness. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah in the commentary of Abu Dawud Shari mentioned this fitna, the Nabi of Allah spoke about it. دَخَنُوَا تَحْتَ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned that this fire will be ignited مِنْ تَحْتِ قَدَمِي رَجُلٍ مِنْ آلِ بَيْتِ From a person from my family. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this whole war and fire will be ignited from a person from my, he'll be the cause of the fitna. يَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ مِنِّي And he will claim to be part of me. وَلَيْسَ مِنِّي He won't be from me. He'll be from the family of Rasulullah. He'll claim to be from Rasulullah. He won't be from me. إِنَّمَا أَوْلِيَاءِ الْمُتَّقُونَ My people, those who are part of me will be those who fear Allah and lead a life of obedience and taqwa. So they say that what is this fitna? The fitna of wealth or the fitna of happiness? It was the fitna that struck this ummah at the time when the Ottoman Empire had fallen. And the British used Sharif Hussein, who was from the family of Rasulullah in Makkah Mukarramah. He was under the Turks. He was under the Khalifa Abdul Hamid. They used him. They told him, we'll pay you so much of wealth. Get the Turks out. You don't need to be under the Ottoman Empire. And then there was war that took place in the Holy Lands. It got the Turks out from Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Tayyibah. And the fall of the Ottoman Empire took place after that. So it's called fitna to sarra, fitna of happiness. The kuffar were laughing. They were very happy. They destroyed the power of Islam. All the Arab countries that were under one umbrella, the power, the might of the Muslims of Islam that stood there, a force to reckon with, it was destroyed. Allahu Akbar. And it was called fitna of wealth because they dangled the carrot. They put that wealth and he bought it. And that was Rasulullah told, for my family he'll be, but he won't be part of me. And then the Nabi of Allah spoke about another fitna, thumma fitnatu duhima, the dark fitna. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali explains, see, this fitna is still to come. This Buzruk didn't live to see the day when this fitna broke up in the ummah. This fitna is the fitna of the cell phone. The fitna of the internet. The fitna that is the darkness spreading in the whole world. The fitna of technology. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, and the fitna of the West taking over. Let me explain so beautifully. لا تدعوا أحدا من هذه الأمة Rasulullah also mentioned that this fitna was such that it will not leave any person from my ummah. Illa laqamathu laqma, it will slap him across his face. There won't be anybody left. That fitna will strike everybody. Who can say that we saved of this fitna? Some point in time, person must use his eyes looking at the phone. Some haram took place, some interest transaction on the phone, the internet, Google, AI, falling into guna and sin. My Sheikh Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihi mentioned, he says one thing that comes in his heart, it's slap across the face because everybody looks at that. He looks at that cell phone all the time. And there was a time when the kuffar brought the TV in and they destroyed the Muslims to it. They said, no, we can't stop. They brought computers. Then they brought the internet. It didn't stop there. Now they brought the cell phone that in the masjid guna is taking place. Guna, you can watch a movie anywhere. In the holy lands, there in front of the Roza Agdas, in front of Kaaba Sharif, and that musical tones, and that videos, and that photography, all that is taking place. Rasulullah also mentioned, and there will be wars. فَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنْ قَضَتْ تَمَادَتْ, when you think the war is going to get finished, it will just prolong. If it's not in Bosnia, it's Chechnya, not in Chechnya, then it's Jerusalem, it's not Jerusalem, it's Gaza, and it's continuing. Rasulullah also mentioned there will be two groups. A group of Iman, they won't be Nifaq. And the group of Nifaq and hypocrisy, they won't be Iman. This is preparing the time for Dajjal. Rasulullah mentioned, just after Dajjal is going to come. So respected friends, what is the guidance Rasulullah gave us? The hadith of Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu anhu, he says, the Nabi of Allah before he left this world, Wa'azana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah he addressed the Sahaba and he gave us some nasihat, he gave a dialogue, he gave a address, he gave a bayan. The Sahaba says, we are affected, taken aback. Zarafat min al-uyun, wajilat min al-qulub. He said, our hearts began to flow with tears, our hearts, our eyes began to flow with tears, our hearts were affected. We said, O Nabi of Allah, hadhi lamu izatu muaddin, that this word that you have given are so touching. It moved our hearts and caused tears to flow from our eyes. It seemed that this is the address of a person about to leave this world, taking leave. Give us some nasihat, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi S.A.W. mentioned, after I leave this world, you see a lot of problems. My nasihat to this ummah is, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا عَرَفْتُمْ مِنْ سُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ. Hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafai Rashidin, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali. Hold on to the way of my sahaba. Hold on to hidayat. Leave the haram that the ummah is involved in. And then one day, inshallah, we will be on the day of Qiyamah with Rasulullah Sallam and the sahaba. Allah Pak bless us with tawfiq of coming on complete hidayat. Allah join us with Rasulullah Sallam in the hereafter. Wa akhidawan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.